spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio, and we've got a show favorite today. It's the official Superhuman Radio supplement guy, David Barr. How you doing, David?
Pretty good, now that I'm a show favorite.
Yeah, well, you know that. Every time you're on, we get lots of emails, and also I see lots of activity on the forums, especially the show that we did on post-workout nutrition is a myth. And the importance of leucine as opposed to BCAAs. I mean, that, every time I would visit a different forum, Anabolic Minds, you know, Muscular Development, whatever, people were posting links to that show and commenting on it. And, you know, most of the comments were really positive. You know, some of them were flaming, you know, we're too analytical. Just eat enough calories and you'll grow, blah, blah, blah. But it's all good, man. It's all good.
That's great.
And so hopefully we're going to rustle some feathers again today.
Yes, let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about something else. We're going to be talking about the importance of blood flow stimulation for both athletics and muscle building. And this was a topic that is a favorite of yours that you kind of brought to my attention. First of all, you know, why is it even important? Why are we even talking about blood flow? Isn't it just natural? It happens. You don't have to worry about whether it's happening optimally or not optimally.
Well, I think you really hit the nail on the head there with the word optimally. I mean, that's really the key to everything that, you know, I'm about. And the rationale is, you know, if you're going to be working your ass off in the gym, you're going to be taking that time, you know, not just spending time away from your friends, family, recreating, whatever. I mean, you really want to maximize the results. I mean, you don't want to be in there spinning your wheels or even doing things half-ass. So really what we're after is the optimization effect. And the way we do that through blood flow optimization is twofold. One, during exercise, if we can cause an increased clearance of the metabolites or metabolic waste products, then there's a good chance that we're going to be able to improve our performance, because it's actually those metabolites that shut down both our muscle and our nerve cells. It's not a lack of energy, which, you know, is somewhat intuitive. It's actually the accumulation of the metabolic byproducts that causes fatigue.
Now, what metabolic byproducts are we talking? Is lactate a metabolic byproduct?
Specifically, I'd say hydrogen ions. I mean, the acidic portion of that. So, I mean, generally, we could say yes, but...
Okay.
Yeah, we'll stick to the lactic acid or just the acidic portion.
Right, okay. All right, so the clearance, so blood flow obviously is important because it kind of irrigates, if you will, while we're going through the process of building muscle and performing. But, you know, don't we all have enough blood flow already? I mean, is it something that we even have to give any thought to?
Yeah, again, it all comes down to optimization. I mean, it happens, but if you can improve the extent to which it occurs, why would you not do that if it's easy enough and safe enough to do? And, you know, you also mentioned the muscle growth effect. Well, I mean, in addition to the clearance effect, the irrigation, you're also going to have increased nutrient delivery, which is being shown to be quite anabolic.
Okay. And, yeah, and obviously there is another issue here, and it's something that I read recently. There was a study that was recently published that showed a correlation between blood pathways, new inroads in blood pathways, and the ability to stimulate contractile force of the muscle. So obviously, aside from nerve pathways stimulating contractile force, the ability to fuel those fibers with energy, if you will, fuel, obviously plays a big role in being able to be stronger.
Oh, no question. And even new capillarization contributes to muscle size.
Right.
Which is something that bodybuilders have, you know, intuitively known for quite a while.
I guess we have to think about it like a field. If you had this big field and you were growing corn in it, you probably can't grow corn in an area that you can't get water to. assuming that it doesn't rain. You're in Arizona. So irrigation, you know, getting the pipes all the way out to the far fields will ensure that you'll be able to grow corn out there. And it's kind of the same thing with your muscles. If you're not getting blood flow to all parts, then all parts will not respond favorably.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. More good stuff in and more bad stuff out.
Okay. All right. So we understand the importance of blood flow, and it's not something that we should just take lightly and just assume that it's happening optimally. And we're going to take a quick commercial break in a moment, but before we go into the break, let's go ahead and set the stage. When we come back, why don't we talk about products specifically that that can help optimize blood flow, and we can maybe discern between products that work and products that don't work. I know you like to get into that area and piss people off sometimes, right?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, so anyway, we're talking today with David Barr, the official Superhuman Radio supplement guy. We're talking about how to optimize blood flow stimulation for performance and muscle growth. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. All right, listen, David, let's save the part where we piss people off for a little later in the show. Let's talk about products that do work first. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so obviously there's lots of these nitric oxide precursors out there. There's things that are supposed to be vasodilators in nature and so on. What products do work?
I think the most important one for people to realize is that a simple pre-workout protein carbohydrate drink is going to give you the biggest boost in muscle blood flow. And from what I've seen, it's produced the greatest clinically measured increases in blood flow in terms of the greatest quantity. And to make things even better, this has also, the same study also showed that this was related to the greatest nutritional or supplemental increases in muscle protein synthesis that are on record.
Now, so, I have to share with the audience a conversation that you and I had off the air, which is, you know, after doing the show on the post-workout nutrition myth and how important pre-workout nutrition was, I kind of refocused myself. You know, usually I have a big meal about 2 hours, an hour and a half to 2 hours before I train, because I usually have solid food meals, and I switched that after doing the show to a drink which was comprised of proteins and carbohydrates and a small amount of healthy fat. And I drink that literally within a half hour of being on the elliptical machine doing my warm-up. And I shared with you that I've had some of the greatest pumps that I've had. And I forgot what a pump felt like, I got to be honest with you. And I forgot that I used to get pumped in my muscles, and I started getting them again. And I've done nothing different. And I'm not using any arginine or anything like that. It's just been that pre-workout drink.
Yeah, academics aside, it's really just a fun feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Well, it makes you feel productive, and I understand why people chase the pump, because it makes you feel like something's really going on. You can feel your muscles, you know, especially when I train back and I start flexing my back. It's like all of a sudden I become aware of my back. I can feel my back muscles, and it's really a great feeling.
Yeah, no question.
All right, so pre-workout drink, just, you know, carbohydrates and protein, simple stuff. What about supplements? What about science? What other things are out there?
Oh, there's, you know, plenty of things, surprisingly. But, you know, we talked about leucine earlier.
Right, the importance of its anabolic effects, right?
Yeah, exactly. And leucine's pretty good for insulin stimulation, which is, you know, perfect for, again, pre-workout supplementation. And that's actually how the pre-workout drinks work, the protein, the carbohydrates. They stimulate the insulin, which is known to increase blood flow to a great extent. Okay.
Does insulin actually play a role in causing that pump?
Yes. Yeah, it's actually the main effector of that. It's essentially what causes the increase in blood flow.
Okay, and I never realized that. I always thought insulin was not a good thing before you trained, actually.
Yeah, it's amazing that the body is really able to maintain blood sugar through a variety of mechanisms during training, even if you're getting a big insulin spike before and during the exercise. So blood sugar crashes generally don't happen.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So so far we have the fast protein, fast carbohydrates, leucine. If you want to do a real fast carbohydrate, get some real insulin going, there's a product, Vitargo S2, that's, you know, great for getting in there really quick, getting the insulin going, and, you know, the subsequent increases in protein synthesis from the amino acid delivery. I mean, it's all good stuff.
Now, Vitargo was one of the first waxy maize supplements, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe it originally started off with waxy maize, and then they've moved on to another type of starch, which, you know, it doesn't affect the product at all.
Right, right. But at the same time, I mean, is waxy maize a good choice for a pre-workout? Because that's what I'm using right now, actually, as one of my carbohydrates.
Yeah, that's not something I recommend. There's a huge myth surrounding waxy maize, unfortunately. And, you know, I have to say that's something I've been involved with. And, you know, I really think we should expand on that in its own show.
Okay.
But waxy maize is not ideal for, you know, stimulating insulin or
So you've said it before. You like dextrose for a pre-workout carbohydrate. Is that correct?
Maltodextrin is
just,
know,
okay,
usually pretty good. Or, again, the Vitargo.
And see, the problem that I have with that is I'm always worried about spiking insulin and storing fat. Do you not think that that's a concern as a pre-workout meal?
No, generally not. I mean, it depends on what your goals are. But even people who are, you know, concerned with weight loss, getting insulin up before training shouldn't have any kind of impact on your body fat stores. I mean, you're training, right?
Right. So you're going to burn it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What else works?
Plain old fish oil. I mean, it's one of those things you have to ask. Is there anything that
fish oil
can't
isn't good
do?
For? I know fish oil is the duct tape of the supplement industry, isn't it? It's true. I mean, I take 6 grams of it a day on top of eating fish pretty regularly and everything else. I mean, and because I believe in it so much. As a matter of fact, I was talking to someone today who said that she had gone for one of these this APOE diet, which is real popular on the West Coast, which is a gene diet. And she was told by the clinician that her gene type does not do well with fats and that she should not take fish oil any longer. And I said to her, wow. You know, that flies in the face of everything that we know about the importance of EPA and DHA. I said, you know, your brain needs it. It's a anti-inflammatory. It's just a amazing stuff. I can't believe that you're going to eliminate it from your diet. But she said she was going to eliminate it, and I thought, wow. I said to her, you need to get a second opinion. I think.
Absolutely, I could not agree with that more.
You know, especially when you look at Paleolithic human beings and all the science that's out there that shows that we lived on 80% of our diet was animal protein and fat. Animal protein and fat, and very, very little in the way of carbohydrates. And you look at the protein, you look at the fat of animals that live in a natural habitat. They graze and they eat foods that they naturally produce. They're very, very high in omegas, very, very high in CLA. You know, not the kind of fat that we're getting from the grocery store on our steak today. And so I just can't believe that any genetic diet would say do away with omega-3s. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that does sound pretty bizarre.
Okay, so fish oils. Do you think it's wise to take fish oils as a pre-workout supplement with your pre-workout drink?
No, this isn't going to be an acute effect, unlike the other supplements that we talked about. Fish oil is more of a long-term thing, so you'd want to use that, you know, early in the morning, before you go to bed, you know, throughout the day with meals.
I've been taking it before working out, and I have to say that I belch up, you know, raw fish flavor once in a while, but I've been taking it because of its anti-inflammatory effects, and I thought that would be beneficial during my workout, you know, to have a tilt my body towards anti-inflammatory side since I'm going to be training so hard. Do you think that's a bad idea?
I wouldn't say a bad idea. I just don't think that really works with the way in which fish oils affect our body.
Okay.
They actually incorporate themselves into our cell membranes. And for something like skeletal muscle, which is where you're looking for the anti-inflammatory effect, that can take 1 to 2 months after you're actually taking the fish oil. So it's certainly a longer-term, more robust effect rather than a simple acute
How
effect.
Much fish oil do you recommend people take, or how many grams of each, EPA and DHA?
That is another show unto itself,
okay.
And it comprises quite a bit of my performance and recovery book, where I'm discussing athletics and the nervous system, which again nobody really touches on. Fish oil is key for that, but you need decent doses. So 10 grams a day is pretty good for just regular fish oil,
right?
And, you know, if you can go up to 20 grams a day for a 3-week cycle, that's even better.
We have about the 15 seconds before we go into a break. Do you think it matters if the fish oil comes from animal sources versus plant sources? Yes or no?
You know, I haven't looked into that.
Okay. Because there's some people out there who theorize that we do better with animal sources of fish oil, of omega-3s, I meant. I'm sorry. There are no plant sources of fish oil. Schmuck that I am. Okay, now we're going to go into a break right after I make a stupid statement that'll stay on everybody's mind. Okay, we'll be right back.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 inch to your upper arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, David, I depend on you to keep me from sounding stupid. You were supposed to halt me and say, well, Carl, I've never heard of a plant source of fish oil. I don't know of a plant that is actually a fish as well.
No, I actually wanted to see where you're going with
oh
that.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. What I meant to say was a plant source of omega-3s, you know, because there are certain red seaweeds and so on that are very high in DHA and EPA omega-3s. And there's a lot of people out there who, you know, claim, well, you know, you take fish oil and you run the risk of mercury and toxins and dioxins. And, you know, is it farm fish? Is it wild fish? And you can avoid all of that by using the plant versions of omega-3s, which are derived from two different types of seaweeds. But then there's a group of people out there who point to different evidence that we are better suited to metabolize animal sources of omega-3s better than plant sources of omega-3s. And I hope that you include that in your book, because I think that would, you know, kind of put that whole argument to rest, maybe.
Yeah, that's actually fascinating. And just to give a quick blurb on that, I think, you know, there is some validity to the argument about, you know, mercury toxins, et cetera. But ultimately, it comes down to DHA composition. That's ultimately what we're after.
Right, right. Yeah, okay. And I don't want to get too far into the fish field, but the reality is that there's only two or three species of fish that don't have greater amounts of selenium than mercury in them. So you shouldn't be afraid of fish. Dioxins and those things, you know, I like wild fish, and I'm not afraid of mercury because as long as the fish that I'm eating, like salmon, tuna, they have greater degrees of selenium than mercury. And selenium bonds to mercury and deactivates it and lets the liver carry it out of the system. So anyway, but I just wanted to get that out there because, you know, I think too many people are phobic about fish. All right, let's talk about products that don't work. Let's piss some people off. What doesn't work that's supposed to be increased blood flow?
You know what? I have to jump in here and say that, you know, I have three more products that work that I think people really want to know about.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
And it would piss people off to not mention them.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do that then. I'm sorry.
No worries. Another product that's really interesting is glycine propionyl L-carnitine.
Okay.
Goes by the brand name of Glycocarn, and it's available in all kinds of products. And what's cool about this study, it was only published last year, is that it was actually performed using resistance-trained men.
Finally.
Yeah, so that's
really
exciting.
Since that's who's going to be using it, it's nice that they did a study using that target candidate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And so what did it do?
It showed an increase after isometric hand grip exercise, which is basically, again, the accumulation of those metabolites that we talked about.
Right.
And following that, there was a greater increase in blood flow markers, basically nitric oxide, compared to the placebo group.
Okay.
So that's
something another one.
You definitely want to keep an eye on for
what else?
Future. Antioxidants are great. It's pretty amazing what even vitamin C can do, which is something I always recommend before training, just because the nitric oxide molecule itself is so radical and breaks down and can cause the nitrogenous damage, etc. And vitamin C has actually been shown to assist with blood flow.
Interesting.
The last one is the old school ATP, and I'm not making any claims about, you know, consuming ATP is going to increase your muscular stores of ATP. But what happens is it seems to break down into its component groups, and the adenosine component has potential to increase blood flow, and that's been shown in rabbits.
So I didn't even know that you could buy ATP in its raw form.
Yeah. That's been around forever, but I can't think of the name of the company, the predominant company right now, but
I never knew that. Yeah, and so is it very expensive?
No, nothing should be very expensive at all on the list.
So it sounds to me like if you were to add the glycocarn and the ATP, some vitamin C, into a good protein carbohydrate rich drink right before your workout. Maybe with some, you said Vitargo, but obviously whatever Vitargo has in it, I don't mind plugging them, but I don't know anything about their product. But I mean, you know, you would end up with a pre-workout drink that would not only sustain energy, but also increase blood flow to the muscles, and that'll allow you to perform better, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, you get the whole nutrient delivery, everything. It's great.
Now, you know, the one thing that we haven't said here yet, obviously, or you know, is talked about the myriad of nitric oxide precursors. And there was a study produced at University of Kentucky about 5 or 6 years ago that showed that increased nitric oxide production at the muscle actually interferes with the calcium channel and can inhibit contractile force of muscle fibers. And I have always thought about that. I've always thought about, gee, do I want to take L-arginine or a nitric oxide precursor to feel that pump if it might cause me not to be able to train as hard? Have you found any of that information out there? Have you ever seen anything that shows that nitric oxide could actually inhibit strength?
Yeah, briefly, but I have to say that you don't have to worry about that with arginine supplements because they don't seem to have any effect on nitric oxide levels.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's one of those things that, I mean, it's such a hot area right now, and people can save so much money just by asking the company for the research, for the actual research on their product, saying, what is this product showing? Show me that this increases blood flow. And you're just not going to see it. It's really unfortunate.
That is a bold statement. You mean that none of the L-arginine or what about the alpha ketoglutarates, the AKGs, and all these other things, diarginine malate, none of them?
Yeah, it's really cute that, you know, people are tacking on these different molecules onto arginine and, you know, calling it special. But, I mean, that's just marketing. I mean, there's really no evidence to support that any of that at all. And
oh, my God.
You know, taking this one step further, I mean, all the there's been tons of arginine research on blood flow. I mean, this is something that everybody should be aware of. And, you know, it just doesn't do anything in healthy people unless you take a huge amount, enough to stimulate insulin. And we've already gone through the insulin pathway.
Yeah, and I want that's really interesting. We're going to go into a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about L-arginine in some other areas where it's used again, and it doesn't work. It has a very little bioavailability when it's used orally. Stay tuned. We're talking with David Barr, the supplement guy. We'll be right back.
Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hold on, my phone is ringing. Hello? What? I'm being sued. Oh, my God. David. David, I'm being sued by three companies that produce nitric oxide precursors that are based on an L-arginine molecule for spreading the word that it doesn't work. They're saying that we're destroying them. The stock market's going to crash. Oh, it already crashed. What are you talking about? So anyway, let me see. I'm just looking at the companies that produce nitric oxide precursors so I can mark them off as potential advertisers for the show, because obviously they're not going to want to get involved. Anyway, so you know what? And I'll tell you something funny. And I've always suspected that they don't work. And here's why. Because the studies that are done on both humans and rats, that are growth hormone related studies, when they look at secretagogues and growth hormone releasing hormones, they always have to suppress somatostatin. And one of the ways to suppress somatostatin is to use L-arginine. Well, what I learned was that the L-arginine doses that they mention in these studies are all infused intravenously. So this isn't coming through your gut and getting into your body. I mean, when they say 6 grams of L-arginine, they're talking about 6 grams infused right into the bloodstream. I mean, you'd probably have to eat 30 grams to get 6 grams into your bloodstream, I would imagine.
You actually can't do that. Studies that have been done using just the plain arginine, you can't take generally more than 10, 12 grams without serious GI distress.
Oh, not only that, but do you know that high doses of arginine can actually cause pancreatitis? It can cause inflammation of the pancreas. Not to mention that along with vitamin C, you know, which, you know, vitamin C is guilty of this as well. If you take if you take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C before a GITT test, a glucose insulin tolerance test, it will actually cause the curve to change. It'll keep glucose in your bloodstream longer because vitamin C uses some of the same pathways as glucose. And maybe that's why it aids in the pump, by the way. But the same is true of L-arginine. If you take a bolus load, a dose of L-arginine, it can actually push your blood glucose levels up to the sky for a while. So, you know, large doses of that stuff are just not good for you. And I know there's people out there that are probably consuming 6 to 8 to 10 grams a day every single day because they want to, you know, they're using it before and after a workout.
Oh, I think there's even more than that. I mean, the one study that I'm aware of on arginine AKG used the 12-gram daily dose.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's recommended on the...
You told me a story where you did use an arginine product and you actually got a pump, but then when you looked at the label, what happened? Tell that whole story. When did that happen? At the Olympia one year?
This was shortly after coming back from the Olympia. I had a huge duffel bag full of supplement products and, you know, just wanted to play around for a little bit, use myself as a bit of a guinea pig. And I used this amazing nitric oxide stimulator product, and I could have swore that I got a pump from it when using it before training. It was absolutely amazing. So I was convinced. I was a believer. I went back and looked at the package, see what I was actually taking. And there were 2 grams of arginine AKG, which, I mean, of course, is useless. But there were 70 grams of glucose and maltodextrin. So I was getting this huge, you know, insulin spike, which, of course, you know, as we've talked about, gives you the great blood flow stimulation.
You want to say what the name of that product was?
You know, I don't even remember. It was so long ago.
Interesting. Very interesting. But,
I mean, that's just one of the tricks that you know, companies use. They'll throw in, like, huge amounts of stimulants or, you know, glucose, different things to, you know, potentially increase blood flow or some perception of blood flow, and then people assume it's the arginine.
I remember one of the very first supplements I ever bought, I'm talking maybe 9 years ago, was a product that was one of these isoflavones that was supposed to be anabolic, that they there were studies done on cows that this isoflavone was added to their feed and they put on 15 to 20% more muscle. You don't remember what I'm talking about? But it was in a pure cholesterol base. It was a liquid. And you took 4 tablespoons in the morning and 4 tablespoons at night. And when I read the bottle, it was like 400 milligrams of cholesterol per dose. Like, cause I was taking like 800 milligrams of cholesterol, or maybe, I feel like it was like 1200 milligrams of cholesterol a day. in this. And I'm thinking to myself, sure, you're going to see muscle gains. You're probably producing a lot more hormones as a result of it. Forget about the isoflavone that they're putting in it. But, you know, they do that all the time, don't they? Pixie dust, they call it. They put little amounts of this and that and then a bunch of other stuff in there. And a lot of, and see, caffeine has become one of those culprits because you can feel caffeine. So they'll take a supplement today. I mean, you name it, what it's supposed to do for you. And they'll add a little caffeine and people take it and they go, man, I think I can feel this stuff working.
Exactly.
Yeah, you feel something. It's the caffeine.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, it's shameful. It's shameful. And but what are you going to do? So obviously these nitric oxide precursors, you can save your money. Now, L-arginine does have a value. There are some benefits to L-arginine. Supplementing with L-arginine has been shown to have an effect on blood pressure, but not when your blood pressure is like just insanely high, just moderately high. So
I've seen that. Every study I've seen showing a benefit was in hypertensive people, people with some kind of cardiovascular disease based.
Right. And actually, I've seen a study that high doses of L-arginine, if you have any valve issues in your heart, like mitral valve prolapse, for instance, that high doses of L-arginine can actually cause you to have an infarction.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, again, we take these supplements and we think, well, because it's over the counter, we don't have to worry about it. You know, I'm going to shovel 10 grams in my mouth because that's going to give me a pump at the gym. And we don't think about the pancreatitis and all the other things that it potentiates.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, well said.
But you know what? You don't need all that stuff if you're having the proper pre-workout drink. You don't need all that
stuff. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just getting back to the precursors real quick, another thing, trick that companies are using is the citrulline products, because the citrulline is produced from arginine metabolism in our bodies.
Citrulline malate, I think it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's co-produced with nitric oxide. And what's interesting is that arginine absorption in our body is so poor that you can actually take a dose of arginine, equal dose of citrulline, and ultimately the citrulline, by being converted back into arginine, is going to result in higher blood arginine levels than taking actual arginine itself.
So is citrulline a better choice then?
No, not at all. And the reason is that blood arginine levels just have nothing to do with nitric oxide and blood flow. I mean, nitric oxide is such a powerful molecule, and blood flow is so important. Our body really tightly regulates it, particularly mm-hmm. with regard to arginine. And studies have shown that increasing arginine quantity in the diet has no effect on blood flow or nitric oxide levels. And get this, even decreasing... taking an arginine-free diet for several days has no impact on nitric oxide.
So the body, like you said, it tightly regulates this. It's a very important molecule, and it's going to do whatever it has to do to maintain the proper levels.
Yeah, and again, we can find ways to manipulate it, but arginine, I mean, I don't know how much more evidence people need. Arginine is simply not the way to do it. And, you know, even the citrulline, there's potential for citrulline to actually... decrease your nitric oxide levels. And I mean, that's just, basic chemical law called mass action. But, it's not something I'd play with. I definitely wouldn't intentionally try to manipulate my serum arginine levels.
Well, I have to tell you that I'm a believer in the pre-workout drink now. And I told you before we even did this show, I said, I'm finally starting to feel a pump in the gym again. And the only thing I've changed is I've been having that pre-workout drink. And so, you don't have to fool around with the L-arginine or any of those things. If you just have a good pre-workout drink with, the proper carbohydrates, the proper proteins, a little bit of fat, and you get in the gym and you train hard. You know, it's really sad to hear that the L-arginine doesn't increase nitric oxide. I guess I can throw away my Enzyte topical rush now.
Oh, God.
I guess I can stop rubbing that stuff on, huh? It's not working, is it? Okay. Plus, it gave my... forget about it. I was going to say it gave my significant other a rash, but now I can. Anyway, listen, David, we're going to wrap it up here. If anyone wants to reach you, if they want to curse at you for the thousands of dollars of L-arginine that they've hoarded for the past couple years that now they have to throw away, or if they want to mention or ask you a question, the best way to reach David is to email him on the show here at onair.com. at superhumanradio.com. I will forward the emails directly to him. If the information you supply is important enough, we may even do a show about it. So please, you can reach out to David Barr, the supplement guy, at onair@superhumanradio.com. You know what we should do? I should just give you an email address here, david.barr@superhumanradio.com. I'll get that set up next week. So we can do that, and then they'll just go to you then. That's all. You
can
check your own.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll do
I'd
that.
Really like to hear
we'll
people.
Do that. We'll get that done. I'll announce it as soon as it's done. But sometime next week, we'll have david.barr, B-A-R-R, at superhumanradio.com, and you'll be able to email him directly. Because I don't want these friggin' emails that are going to be coming after this show coming to me. I don't want to feel the scorching effect of the L-arginine myth. First, it was the post-workout nutrition myth. Now it's the L-arginine myth. Oh, boy, David. I don't know. I'm going to have to increase my errors and omissions insurance now that I've got you on the show.
Oh, hey, it's all good. It's very interesting. You know, I've been dealing with the anger for a while, and it's fascinating that people get, you know, upset by the introduction of novel information.
Well, you know, and the reality is, you know, you take the information, you think about it and chew on it. If you don't believe it, keep doing what you're doing. But the reality
exactly.
is, don't you want to know the truth anyway? If you're buying money, if you're spending money on something, don't you want to know if it's working?
Exactly. And you know, even before you spend the money, just, you know, contact the manufacturer, ask for their references. You know, how much is your $50 worth to you? I mean, is it really not worth the 5 minutes it's going to take to contact them?
Right, right. All right, well, that's it for Superhuman Radio today. David, we will have you back on again very shortly. I know we have a couple good topics that we're going to be talking about soon. So we will talk to you then, and we'll see all you guys tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Hey, did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio on mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Are you bored at work? Listen to the Superhuman Channel daily. Catch older episodes of Superhuman Radio, plus listen to Superhuman Radio Live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.